The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So what I would like to do is sit together in silence for maybe about 10 minutes. We'll just sit and notice in our bodies, however you usually sit. And then I will start guiding a practice that is focused on noticing in the body. And as I'm talking, I'm going to start with a sutra or a historical text that is one that focuses on breathing, and also one that's attributed to the Buddha, that these are the Buddha's words. So I'll start with that text and then move into some elaboration with it. And when you hear my words, just allow them to wash over you. You could think of it as like a gentle summer rain. And if your body, heart, mind absorbs it or receives it, that's fine. If it's not what you want to attend to or tune into, that's also fine. So, but I want you to know that after some sitting together in silence, that's where I'll move to. And then when it's done, I'll ring the bell before we start, and then I'll ring the bell again when it's done. go to a quiet place in the wilderness, the forest, or even a room in an empty building. Sitting down in a posture of meditation, keeping the spine upright and erect. Begin by observing the breath in the front of the body. Remain aware as you breathe in. Remain aware as you breathe out. Notice if the breath is long or short. As you breathe in through the whole body. As you breathe out through the whole body. Feel how the breath calms and heals the body, like a skilled potter watching clay turn on a wheel. Notice how each inhalation turns into an exhalation, only to turn back again into an inhalation, over and over and over again. Go to a quiet place in the wilderness, the forest, or even a room in an empty building. Sitting down in a posture of meditation, keeping the spine upright and erect. So you might imagine the root of your spine being like those wooden blocks that kids play with. And you start from the root of your spine with one wooden block, and you stack up the blocks in a nice, straight, upright tower. You might think about your spine as like a giant sequoia tree whose trunk is perfectly straight, whose roots sink deep into the earth, and whose topmost branches reach high into the sky. You might think of your spine as like a hollow bamboo tube, empty. So this upright spine is a way to transform gravity's pull from being a force against which we have to constantly brace ourselves into a source of support and buoyancy. And when your spine is upright, you have this support, this buoyancy. It allows you to release the tension of your muscles and to be able to let them relax. So your upright spine is very important. At the same time that it's upright, it's also moving and fluid. It's not rigid. And you might notice if you can feel any subtle movements that are happening in your spine, because there are movements happening between each and every vertebrae. Notice, where do I feel the most movement? Where do I feel the least movement? Where do I hold myself still? And noticing stillness or tensions is a way to help them begin to soften and to release. So upright spine, noticing tensions, allowing them to relax and to release. This relaxation makes possible breathing through the whole body. I invite you to experiment with your rootedness, with your seat. Right now you have the support of your pelvic bowl. And whether you're sitting in a chair or on a cushion, if you're interested, you might try rocking your pelvis or rocking your hips forward over your pelvis with your inhale, and then letting your hips come back over your sits bones with your exhale. And if you feel open to it, you could actually make this big movement that's a kind of a rocking that would be visible, and even an exaggeration of moving forward with your hips on your inhale and backward with your hips on your exhale. Just letting your pelvis rock with your inhale and your exhale. If you'd like, you can also do this in a small way that you feel but isn't visible. And as you rock, notice what happens with your spine. If you're still rocking, you can allow that to settle and just feel the impact of having rocked. What happens with your seat, your upright position, your rootedness, having rocked? Notice now where you are located in your body. When I've asked you to notice, or when you've listened to my words, where are you noticing from? Where are you listening from? Where have you been located? Many of us locate in our heads. And if you notice that that's where you've been located, I'd like to invite you to lower your noticing into your heart or into your belly, lower down in your body, and to see what it's like to sit from this place of being centered in your heart or your belly, to listen from your heart or your belly. And as you notice thoughts, just allow them to dissolve. This is not different from relaxing the tension in your body, where when you notice, you can just let go. You can let the thoughts and the tensions just dissolve. I'd like to invite you to notice what feels good in your body, to find a place or an experience where you feel some ease or relaxation or something that's at least neutral, and to bring your attention and your awareness to where it feels good for no reason, and allowing that place to expand. Noticing what goodness or pleasure feels like in your body. And as you feel into that and allow it to expand, let it expand outside the boundaries of your skin. Let it expand into the room. And feel into the field that we're creating here in this room as we tune into what's good and we allow it to expand into the room. And what do you notice behind you and around you? Feel into this space, this field of each of us sending out what's good, what's pleasurable, and letting it expand and grow and merge and join into this field that we're all immersed in and participating in. And you may even imagine this field that we've created as it drifts off outside the bounds of this building, out into the vastness of the sky and the space around the building and out into the city. And again, begin by observing the breath in front of the body. Remain aware as you breathe in. Remain aware as you breathe out. Notice if the breath is long or short. As you breathe in through the whole body. As you breathe out through the whole body. This breathing in and out through the whole body, you might imagine your body like a balloon. And as you blow into it, your body lengthens towards the sky and down into the earth. Your right and left sides billow outward, away from each other. And the front and back of you billow outward, away from each other. So your body is a unified whole. It's breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out with the whole body. You're feeling your presence of your body. And letting go of anything that gets in the way of you being upright and relaxed. Feel how the breath calms and heals the body. Like a skilled potter watching clay turn on a wheel, notice how each inhalation turns into an exhalation, only to turn back again into an inhalation. Over and over and over. Again.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.